Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
By the way, after a magnificent day yesterday at Lord's in London, the Irish Test team, the cricket team, had a historic day, I suppose. There was lots of history happening yesterday, but the Irish cricket team added their own. They're not doing as well today in the second day of the four-day test, but however, we'll keep you abreast. But the most interesting thing is, at this stage, that is 37 degrees in the centre of London at the moment. And BBC Radio 4 this morning was reporting that this afternoon, maybe in an hour's time, all records of high temperatures could be broken in the UK if they get, I think it's above 38 degrees, but they're well on the way to, since records began, that would be the warmest, the hottest, not warmest, the wrong word. Now, Patricia Becker is in France, and she contacted us about the weather there. When, Patricia, good afternoon.
Hi Joe.
How are you?
Good, not too bad.
And what is the temperature today?
Well, today it's kind of a, I would say, normal for hot, because we're not in the, in Montpellier today, we're not on alert. We're okay. One of the departments that aren't. It's very rare.
Okay.
So we're about 35 degrees.
Okay.
But yes. There's 20 departments on red alert and 60 departments on orange alert. So, I mean, it's very unusual that we're not on alert. So, but last month we were the only one that was, you know, that was really exceptionally high. Well, they were all on alert, but we were the highest. We even went up to 46 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah, it was dreadful.
Well, explain, give us a glimpse of 46, because they're numbers we're hearing today and yesterday from Europe. What is 46 like?
Yeah, well, in Paris and all, it's, I think it's 42 this afternoon. And even this morning on the news, they were saying, like, in different parts of the north of France, they were saying for people, like, even churches that you would have had to pay to go into, it was free. And today, if people wanted to go in and get fresh air, so, yeah. You know, it's really... And the minister has asked for people not to go out again. If people have to work, for them to telework, you know, not to go out if they...
Wow.
At all possible. But the problem is that tourists don't know, I think, you know. Yeah.
And tell us, what was it like for you when it was 46 that week, not too long ago?
Oh, it was dreadful. Like, they warned us from a week before, but people were like, they're exaggerating, because we always have hot weather in the south of France. And I'm a teacher, so they had told us all that they were postponing, like, which would be the equivalent of the junior certificate.
Yeah.
And so they kept telling us, no, nobody's to go out and all that. It was just horrendous. Nobody, like, they asked people to stay at home. They closed certain schools, creches. And basically, I was at home. We closed everything. But even in the afternoon, I just thought, oh, I'm going to hang the washing on the balcony, you know, until I get some drying done.
Yeah.
I went out, not even 2 seconds, I had to go back in. Just couldn't breathe. I'm living here 11 years, I've never experienced anything like that.
So when you open your shutters, when you opened your shutters to go on...
Oh, you just don't open them, you can't, you're not allowed to open. You just, nothing, you're not allowed. I mean, I know from living here, and this year it's just not possible. You leave them closed. You leave the windows closed, and we don't have air conditioning. The majority of people don't have air conditioning. So you just try everything. We have fans, but, I mean, when it's a heat wave, it's really, really difficult, you know. So we're praying not to go to 40, over 40 again, you know. But yesterday it was really hard, you know. It was 38, and we were just dripping, you know. So, but that day that was 45, in the evening, about 6:30, I had a medical appointment, and I just didn't want to miss it.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, I'll be okay. So I went out with my daughter, got into the car. I was like, oh, my God. And I thought it was just me. And when I got to the appointment, it was like 2 minutes away, but you couldn't even walk. So we got in the car. And our eyes, and I didn't say anything, but even my daughter, who's 11, she said to me, God, man, my eyes are burning. I was like, yeah, me too. You just could not breathe. Like, it was just unbelievable. So even at 3:00 in the morning, I went out onto the balcony because we couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
It was the same. You know, it was really, really bad.
And was there any relief? Okay, you completely shut down windows, everything. You don't let any light in. But was there any relief? Could you get into a cold bath or shower?
Yeah, well, I suppose they tell you to put like a wet towel in front of a fan. They tell you, you know, you put water, you just drink them water continuously. You know, I mean, the shops were selling out of water because, as well, you know, they had warned us for a week. So we had seen it from a day or two before. Everyone was stocking up on water. They sell sprays with water over here.
Okay.
I don't know whether they sell that in Ireland.
No,
you wouldn't. Yeah, it's just you're just trying to keep cold in every way. But like that, it's really hard.
So, Patricia, you became a prisoner with those temperatures.
Oh, exactly. That was it. That's why it felt like a prisoner. You could not go out.
And because I suspect you're dead. Your Irish people listening to this would be saying, "Well, surely you can run to the shop, so you can run around the corner."
You couldn't. It was just. That's why I laughed, because I was laughing with friends that they're giving out about not being, you know, wanting to dry their weather in Ireland with the rain and all. Such a joke all the time. But I was just like, "Oh my god!" Like 2 minutes. It was just. I had to come back in. It was just unbearable. It was just really. It really took your breath away. Like, it was just horrible. Okay. I never experienced that before. But, I mean, it hasn't been like that any other year. I'm living here 11 years and I've never experienced that.
Oh, they're quite...
And it lasted for about 24 hours. But the day after, when I went down to 33, and we were like, "Oh, my God, it's cold." 33 degrees.
And, by the way, at any stage... Patricia, people who are heading to France, everyone looks up the forecast anyway, they know. But if there was, in some parts of France at the minute, as we know, it's well over 40, and people say, "Well, I'm going on my holidays, why wouldn't I go?" That means the weather is going to be warmer, and it can be, well, it's nice here today, but the weather in the last few weeks hasn't been over.
The weather forecast is always accurate in France.
If
there's a weather forecast, it's always accurate. That's something that you can plan anything, and it will give you a few days ahead, and it's something that's generally accurate.
Okay, so the way I'll ask this question is, if you had friends who say, "Patricia, we're going to come over to you next weekend," and you looked at the forecast and was over 40, what would you say to them?
Well, on last Friday, I knew that I was planning to meet a friend yesterday, and I had seen that it was going to be a heat wave yesterday, and I thought we'll probably have to cancel. But it turned out that yesterday the heat, because I was worried that it was going to be like a month ago, so I was going to cancel it. But it turned out that it was okay in the end.
It was okay.
We were okay, but in other departments they're not, you know.
Yeah.
So
you're there 11 years. And you're well settled, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And what brought you there?
Well, I'm married to a Frenchman.
Good stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll obviously like the lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, I love it. And I love the heat normally.
Yeah, but remember, fall to Erin, as it's called now, and the Discover Island is very different bodies, north and south and together. But one of the selling points they're now using for Ireland is, come to Ireland where you won't experience temperatures much over 30. You know what I mean? They're saying to people, come to Ireland for the rain almost, because it'll be more bearable. Anyway, Patricia...
But you know what? We were highly affected as well by all the vineyards and all were all burnt. So lots they lost a lot of their production in all the local wineyards and where they produce apricots, the apples and all that. And even though we're not on alert, we're on alert all the time for fires all around I live because of all the dryness and the wind. So last week, even when we were at the beach, there was two big fires. So it's all the time. So
we're told older people are more vulnerable, obviously.
Yeah, on Monday I went to see my physiotherapist and she told me she had left one of her patients. She felt something was wrong. Her breathing had gone a bit irregular. And then she got a phone call to say she had died, and she said it was the heat wave, the heat. So
And the figures are astonishing for the heat wave a few years ago in France. Patricia, where do you go on your holidays, given that you're in the south of France?
Well, I generally don't want to come back to Ireland because I'm like, oh my God, there's no sun. And okay. But then with the children and my husband, we usually come back, you know.
Okay.
But this year we're going to London for a family holiday and a family wedding. So,
okay.
But I'm seeing that it's going to be hot in London. So,
it is going to be hot.
But generally, I do come home.
In more ways than one, Patricia, politically.
I'm not going home to Ireland because it's my home, but it's just I miss the sunshine.
Okay.
You know.
And what part of Ireland?
I'm from Dublin.
From Dublin, obviously.
All gone and
Oh, lovely. Okay. Patricia, look after yourself. Thanks for contacting us. Thanks for giving that really vivid glimpse into what the reality of those high temperatures, which when people hear them in countries like Ireland, say, oh God, wouldn't that be lovely? It's far from lovely. It's for some people.
Well, it's lovely to live in the heat, but not in the heat wave.
Yeah.
It's just like global warming. It's getting worrying for everybody. So.
Okay. Patricia, kind regards to you and your family, both in Ireland and in Montpellier. Likewise, Patricia Beckhardt.
Thanks
and
take
Patricia
care.
Contacted
Bye.
Us. Thanks, Patricia. Patricia contacted us on joe@rt.ie. Just